If at any point in my childhood, my father or any of my male teachers had shown even the slightest sexual interest in me, I'd have spread my legs and begged for their cock so fast they'd have whiplash. My ninth grade teacher hated me. At least, I'm pretty sure he did. It always seemed like it anyways. But we had sex ed class that year and it always got us worked up. You know, blushing, giggling. All I could think was, I wish there was a class that could teach us how to be good at sex. And when the teacher seemed like he was hating on me extra hard, I thought about him fucking me over his desk in front of my classmates, calling me a good little cunt and making positive comments about my ability to take his cock. One particular fantasy always came up. I'd come into the classroom during lunch, and he'd be at his desk grading papers. I'd come up to his desk and ask why he didn't like me so much. He'd answer with, "I don't hate you. I just have to keep my mind off your little cunt." And then I'd tell him that my little cunt wanted his mind on it, among other things. He'd smile and repeat, "among other things." I'd say, "The boys on the bus say letting a man put his cock into you makes you wet. The thought of your cock makes me wet." He'd smile coyly and tell me that he's pleased I'm wet for him. "But it's lunch, and shouldn't I be eating or playing?" Of course, I'd be all bold by this point and walk around his desk and pull myself onto his lap. And then I'd say, "Why, I'd love to play, mister. Would you let me play with your cock?" I'd imagine him being hard for me, and then I'd say, "Mister, it seems like you like me. Why don't you just let it out and fuck me?" At this point, sure of my desires for him, he would lift me up onto his desk, belly down, and raise my skirt. He'd give me a quick lick over my cunt to make sure I was wet. After confirming I was soaking my panties for him, he'd spread my legs and give me one good, firm thrust and be buried inside me. He would use me quickly before the other students had to come back. In the interest of full disclosure, you should know that I'm a short girl and my legs wouldn't be close to touching the ground. I would have been pinned to the desk by his cock and ridden hard. The bell would ring right after he filled my newly used cunt, and then I'd have to sit at my desk with a slow, small ache in between my legs as his cum soaked my panties, and he'd smile at me, walk past me, and pat me on the head. Fantasies. A girl could only daydream. He may have never taken me up on the good times, and he might have hated me, but I certainly enjoyed his classes.